But Cousin Sundel, what did your family do? What could they do? Without the papers, there was no way they were able to enter the United States.
You're right, Ellie. But you know what your Zaidi always says? Hashem helps in the most unexpected ways. But pretty soon, the SS Columbia pulled up to the dock, and the ramp was lowered. Hundreds of people began pushing and shoving with their packages and luggage to be the first to set foot on the shores of the United States of America.
Please, stay together, children. I don't want you to get lost.
But Papa, where are we supposed to go?
Hurry, Kindeluch. Get into that line where the officer is sending everyone.
We were then led into a large room where hundreds of people were waiting in long lines to show their papers and get them stamped.
Please have all appropriate documents out and ready to be presented to the immigration inspector. Whoever does not possess the appropriate documents will be sent straight back to the country of origin. Please have all appropriate
Papa, what is the man in the uniform doing by the desk in front of the line?
That's the immigration officer. He's checking everyone's papers and stamping them.
But Mandel, what will we do when it's our turn? We have no papers to show them.
Don't worry, Genendel. Hashem will surely help us. He brought us this far, through thick forest and across stormy seas. I'm pretty sure he can get us just a little further out of this building.
But Papa, I'm scared. What if he doesn't let us through? Will we have to get back on the boat and go back to Russia?
Don't worry, Chaimka. Everything's gonna be fine.
Next in line! Who's next in line? Excuse me, sir.
Oh, me?
Yes, you. I believe you're next in line.
Oh, sorry. I did not realize.
What is your name?
I guess next in line.
Pardon me?
Well, nice to meet you, Mr. Pardon.
What is your name, sir?
You just told me I'm next in line. And then you say your pardon. So how are you, Mr. Pardon?
No, I meant you are next in line. Now tell me what you said your name was before I lose my temper.
What my name was before I lose my temper? I don't remember my name ever being I lose my temper. Now I'm really confused.
So your name is really confused?
One second. Didn't you just say my name is next in line?
Okay, sir. If you're not going to tell me what your name is, we're going to assign you the name of the last person who just passed through, okay? Now, I'm going to say this one more time. What is your name?
What is my name? Oh, okay. But one second. Is it my first name or what is my last name?
Next. Who's next, please?
Hello, sir. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And who might you be?
Himmelstein, sir. Mendel Himmelstein. Mendel Himmelstein.
Right. And your papers, please.
Excuse me? I'm sorry? Did you say peppers? I'm afraid we didn't bring any peppers along with us, but I'm sure you could buy some at the local grocery.
No, not peppers. I said your papers. I'm sure you came here with official papers to allow you to enter the United States.
Oh, our papers. Yes, of course. Well, here's the thing. We did have papers, but we just don't have them anymore. Now they're sitting comfortably on the bottom of the ocean. But we did have them, see?
That's a good one. He had them. He just doesn't have them anymore. Same old, same old. Just another criminal trying to enter the United States illegally. Off they go. On the next ship back to Europe. Next!
No, please! You don't understand! We had the papers! We really did!
Yeah! They were just thrown off the ship by the evil janitor! He said we should jump into the ocean if we wanted to keep them! And I didn't want to get myself wet! Please don't make us go back! Please!
Please, sir, have mercy on us! This is the honest truth!
Oi, Mendel! I think this is it! I knew it was too good to be true! What will we do?
Well, there's not much I can do for you people. Procedures are procedures here. And unless you find your papers, there's a good chance you'll be going right back to Europe, Mr. Himmelstein.